I just mentioned straight, Mr. Waiting, to speak later, but just here, somebody wants to mind this teaching Buddha. Oh, that shows how to start Buddhism, how to start Dharma. Oh, you see, your main effort is to put subdue your mind. As this one has said, that I listened to the teaching from Dharamsala, and it's not for the people there. Often it's for the, I think it's referred to Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. So in order to subdue others, first subdue your mind. There's more verses about it, don't remember. In order to subdue yourself, first subdue others' mind, then first subdue your own mind. So that's three more words, but I don't remember. Sorry, my mind is very too ignorant. Don't remember. So didn't catch when it wants to talk. I said it didn't stay in my mind. Didn't catch. So So the Ghazal. So here we recite Ghazal. To not commit an unwholesome action, subdue other, engage in perfect wholesome action, subdue one's mind. So that means you see, university learning Buddhism just to get a degree so that you can teach to others. That's different. Not you don't from the beginning you don't start that's to practice or to subdue your mind, you see, to bring your mind to good shape, you know, the chi means mind, as which was in bad shape to bring good shape. So it's in from the beginning it wasn't a motivation. So just learn more words, then you can teach others, you can get degree, see. But here, practice. So, how to practice? What you are studying Dharma, how to practice? How to study? How to practice, how to study then? So, you see, by subduing your mind, that's the way of practicing Dharma. If it's not subduing your mind, you are using for pride and to develop pride and three parts of the mind. You're training Dharma for that. Then it's not practicing. If you are reciting prayers or reading scriptures or trying to meditate, for many hours or many years, every day, you have time to meditate or whatever. So, I must forget while I'm talking. So, Katare. To get power or power in this life, power, wealth, external wealth in this life, not the wealth, the realization, but like that, or the reputation, or so that you can teach more Dharma, so you can teach others, so you can be, we can be a famous teacher, you can be a very famous teacher, or something, I see. as well. Then, you see, it didn't become practice, Dharma practice. It became practice of worldly Dharma. Worldly Dharma, but not holy Dharma, without which we need to practice. It didn't become that. Worldly Dharma, which we do all, which we have been doing from beginning to birth, all the time, worldly Dharma. So it's become another worldly Dharma, another worldly Dharma. And that's even people who don't know Dharma, even people who don't know Dharma, never learn Dharma, even they do that, all day and night, they're experts doing that. So nothing different. So therefore, subdue on the mind, this teaching of the Buddha is great sense. So when the Dharma is starting, you see, then subduing your mind, you see, become less, mind become more calm, less kasuri, superstition, attachment to this life, less anger, less kasuri, ignorance, pride, I mean, all that, you see, less, and more peace. Oh, that is subduing the mind. So, you see. So, you do the retreat, that's I'm using example. And then after the retreat, less anger. Oh, very good. Less anger. Same situation, somebody tease you, somebody make fun of you, you know, anything, but less disturbance to you. Wow! Less anger? Very good. Understand? Like that. You see, after you have done the retreat, or after you have done this, you have done some study. More you study, more quietness in the mind, more peace in the mind. A result, effect. You see? You beat the drum here, but the buzzes the other side. You see, you don't beat the, even you beat here, it buzzes the other side. So, similar, you can use bad way, positive way, but so, more you study Dharma, mind is more peace, more calm, less anger, more difficult to rise anger, easy to rise patience, more easy to develop compassion, more difficult to be angry. That's very good. That is result. That is a result of having that Dharma, subdued to one's mind. Or that's the real study of Dharma, subdued to one's mind. This is teaching with Buddha. Like that. So, you see, so that's very important word. So when that happens, when it happens this way, then you are studying Dharma by turning inside. So studying Dharma, turning towards your mind, not inside. Then the other way, never happening that, never in getting worse. You see? Then worse than even when you met Dharma. Then, you see, you are studying Dharma as a cut there, you know, turning towards the outside. Not studying Dharma towards the right. Face towards outside. So, you see, so then what you're studying Dharma, you see, it's an advantage how you study Dharma. So it doesn't become beneficial to your mind. You don't use Dharma what you're studying beneficial to your mind. You see, you are not using Dharma to beneficial to your mind. You understand? You're not making. But at the same time, somebody so beneficial. You see? So happy, blissed out. You know? So you see, at the same time, but you, man, become worse. So there's a studying Dharma, facing outside, catching the game, or John, that. So we have to understand how to study Dharma. To benefit your mind. Very important. Of course, in the big monasteries like Saragatra, you study so much, but how you study. So if you are to wrong way, study, then develop your mind so much arrogant, so much this, instead of subduing, then see, even you are so scholar, know everything by heart, but your mind is never taken care of. Your mind, you didn't make the Dharma, what you learned to benefit your mind, you didn't make it. Not the Dharma didn't benefit, but you didn't make it. You have to understand, we have to think that way. You didn't make it. Dharma would be studied, benefits to your mind. You understand? But many people think, oh, Dharma, that's benefit to your mind. So it happened in the past in Nalanda, a long time ago. That Dharma, Tangle, the definite interpreted meaning, the good explanation, Lama Tsongkhapa, very important teaching. Start from the beginning of Geshika Sande, Geshama Tekto, Geshama Jesu, started so all these things, but at the end, Buddhism didn't benefit to me, to my mind. The monk said, Buddhism didn't bring happiness to me, he said. After all that, he said that. What that? Not knowing how to study Dharma. Not knowing how to study Dharma. So, even start all that, he thinks of that. So, this is a side of talk. In Taiwan, Yang Sinmiche was invited. He went to Taiwan to meet Katin Tripa, his main, one of the main teacher, Kishilo Tsang, who teacher, main guru there, said much of from him. He's an expert in the college, Sarah Che, expert in the Panawatika, Abhisamalaka, expert. So his son, one day his son came at his house. Then his son put his hand on his son's head. Then he pulled out his hand. His son put his hand on his son's head. So then he could pull. So then his son's respect, appreciation. So Yang Sir so much to start from me, then also Keshe-lo Tsang, some scandals. So he came Taiwan, military me to Kadachiba because he's a main teacher. So I think, Wessel, Wessel asked, because the subject is loading. what is called in English?
Mind and his mental effect.
No. Mind and mental effect. Now I'm just joking there. I can't let the heritage from you. Mind and the mental, what? Mental factor. Okay. So, that's Satchan wrote the Geshe there. That Geshe came some years ago. Many Geshes came taught in different times. So, Geshe. So that was subject. So Yangtze, she didn't ask. She just said to give on teaching and logic. Just that's all that subject. So he used some teaching on that. So he gave a logic teaching, but you see one session, but related to meditation. I think related to Lamrim, related to meditation. One session. Related to meditation. Logic related to meditation. Not just a study, but meditation. So she told me that, wow, amazing that so meaningful. So related to meditation. Logic. Desert. I mean, no water. Then the can't draw water. Put plants grow. Then put water. Then kind of came water like that. Like sea, we become very dry. Then you receive water to grow. So kind of like she expressed like that. So then I requested him to write a book, Vinaya, probably maybe no need, but the other teachings, I mentioned but forgot. I mentioned but forgot. But now what got? Oh, okay. So all the some book, not as true elaborate, but you see what I mean. See, just related to meditation, related to practice, I mean, I asked him to make a book, to write a book. So he happily accepted to do. Yes, so like that. It's just a way of teaching. This has to depend that technique, way of teaching. Then I said, might be very helpful, young geshes. You know, new geshes that come from monastery, new geshes, they may be helpful for them. Even for Tibetan community, Dharma teaching to able to subdue one's mind, so
So you make it like that. You make your what you study. So it's very important. Subdue one's mind. This Buddha's so important advice. Very important advice. So just a mental state, that it's better than let you forget. Okay, we do the essence of wisdom, the chant.
I prostrate. I prostrate to the Arya.
It's okay. Hatsutra. Hatsutra, no sutra. No sutra, ear sutra. So since we have meditation, all that, so the sutra for everything. God.
Scream.
I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem, thus did I hear at one time the Bhagavan was dwelling on Mass of Vouchers Mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time the bodhisattva Mahasattva Araya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aya Avalokiteshvara, how should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra. Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this correctly and repeatedly, beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, and is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, composition of factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness without character. that there is stake unproduced, unsustained, as not without stake, not deficient, nor fulfilled, Shariputra. Therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition, no factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomena. There is no I element, and no on up to and including, no mind element, and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on up to and including, no aging and death, and no aging and of aging and similar. There is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and no, so no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, Bodhisattva, rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the and point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the Brahmas also manifestly, completely awakened to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment, in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequal, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as the change is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared Dayata Gati Gati Para Gati Para Sama Gati Bodhisoha. Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, well said, son of the lineage, is this like that? It is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharavatiputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Avalokiteshvara, those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised as spoken by the Bhagavan.
What's up? I forgot.
Dispelling.
Huh?
Dispelling. Just dispelling hindrances.
You can read English. In this, how is good quality? sorry. So I just want to say, so those who normally recite, of course, every day you recite, of course, but as you hear, in the reciting the teachings, also the requesting realization. I think what is supposed to be, is, I think, you know, you. I mean, well, sort of visualize. I mean, the guru, that, I mean, that's, yeah, well, you visualize, I mean, that's, you visualize also everything. Send the request to that. You see, the idea that, like that during the teaching. But anyway, so those who don't recite, those who don't know, please listen. Just listen. Read. Just listen. Or just short time. Makes your life so meaningful. Just leave the imprint, positive imprint on the mind. Just listen. Just feel. Just a minute, 2 minutes. Just listen. Just pay attention. Really. So important. Makes your life. Big difference. You plant seed of the whole path to each cultivate the total cessation of even subtle obscurations and completion of realization someday. So completed is what you can achieve on any real path. It leads to that. After you become a Kathode, Kathode, fully enlightened with the Buddha, fully enlightened being, what do you use Sanskrit? Not! For after you're fully enlightened being, then you're able to liberate without the slightest mistake, numberless helpers, numberless hunger, numberless animals, numberless human beings, sura, asura, numberless the universe, not only this world, numberless universe, numberless human beings, sura, asura. Then you are able to liberate numberless of them from the oceans of samsara suffering. I forgot to mention before the Heart Sutra, the Buddha already by giving the teaching there, has already the essence of Prajna Paramita, essence of teaching. You see, already numberless sentient beings liberated from the samsara already and liberated now, including us. And then we liberate numberless beings in the future. Like that. So, Kasura, so the foundation of Guru called to us, then, Kasura, what a time, I'm forgetting what I'm saying. So you see, just pay attention. If you don't do normally, pay attention. Please pay attention. You see, or read, just very short. Your life. Unbelievable. Big difference. Everything. So please understand this. I'm begging. So those who normally do, of course, it's incredible, unbelievable, making your life so closer to the path of enlightenment by living positive imprint. So let that peace. So even you normally don't do, or even you see you don't learn Dharma, or you don't hear Dharma, or you don't know how important it is to listen to Dharma. No idea. So only just this life, only walking for just this life, nothing else, nothing else. Only the happiness today. Only the happiness today. And this life and all today, the most important thing, anything else. Enlightenment, liberation, samsara, happiness, freedom, nothing, just happiness now, this life, only now. So that doesn't know that all this level of happiness, no idea, just temporary happiness, just But it's not only pure, that's not pure happiness, it's nature, it's the nature of suffering. And so that's, so therefore, Katari, please, pay attention to this. So as the result in this world, so makes a lot of difference, even if it's just one time in this life. Reading from the school is called, just even one time in this life. Even if it's one time, man, so differences. They who never heard from the school called, never heard in their life. The most people in the world, they never hear, they don't have karma. And they don't have interest, they don't have karma, they don't know. They don't know, they don't have karma to hear, to understand, to learn. So therefore then, now we should realize we're most unbelievable, fortunate. Fortunate. Most unbelievable fortunate. Atari. So as I mentioned, yeah. I mentioned just here. And you see, just mentioned by the way. So I heard from Hatching, director of the A B C D E F G E H I J K L M N O Z P Q R S T J J O D said that anything without standard to discuss, so I can help all of them. So he says, it's really students so happy because we can remember the teaching the Prajna Paramita. The great insight from Lamrim. Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim. The students so enjoy so much. And so happy. So that made me so happy. That man was so happy, happy, hippie and happy. No, that's really. Now you understand. Now you understand why ABC Center. Why? You know, why should it exist? Now you understand. You see? By learning Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. This is the insight subject. Special insight. Lang Tong. So now you see. Now you see, after studying all that, I think the second time read, second time. Lantong, thinking about red. He said, was a long time ago, he said, could be, there must have been born before. now you understand why ABC should, why it exists, why it continues, why? Oh, now you understand. So now my wish fulfilled. You see, from the beginning, I thought to have a sentence, there's one center of the spirit, there's one true, ABC was one that came from me. Then rest of the center is the students started after they came to Kabon, then they benefited to teach him. Then they went away, they start to their friends, and you know, and they start some Sadhguru and centers like that. So, now you can see, no, so the now my wish is fulfilled. So I want to say billions, trillions of thank everybody, okay? Thank everybody. Those who are serving the ABC, starting the Abbot Trinity, then the Dialect, and everybody, stars, everybody who take care of the center, who study, everyone. Zillions, trillions, thanks to everyone again. Now you understand. You're more like it than me. I'm very lazy person. Receive so many, from gurus, unbelievable. Just His Holiness, and then there's so many teaching, but I'm terrible lazy. So okay, they did not start well, terrible lazy. See, so you're more fortunate than me. You're able to learn what you see. So fortunate, unbelievable, fortunate. I'm biting my skin. By saying, oh, you're fortunate, I'm biting my skin. all of that is, you know, Western countries over here, other places, maybe drum puja, beating drums, cymbals, and, using the kind of trumpets and that things, sort of Buddhism, maybe that is Buddhism, or religious dance, Buddhism, religious dance, you know, dance. Well, I don't know, dance, when you say dance, there's a strange meaning, a strange sort of feeling, religious, the charm, you know, the charm, I don't know if it's called dance or something. But you see, and then also possible, this Buddhist center, give some teaching, and somebody explain some religion, just to stop culture. You see, not that. Now you should understand. Now you understand. Why? Why is it? Why is most important the life? Now you really there. So then, most important life, the most important education in the world, most important among the education in the world, most important treatment for the mind. Mind creates all suffering, hell, hungry, animal, human beings, sura, general suffering, plural, interim suffering, everyday problems, everyday happiness, enlightenment, nirvana, happiness with us, today, everyday, mind created, come to the mind. So, how to take care of the mind? How to develop the mind? Best treatment. Best medicine for the mind. Treatment. Best food for the mind. Standard Bodhipada is the best. Now you can see. Oh, so then that means that much more kindness. You can see teachers, yeah, you can see kindness. Then you can see skies of kindness, skies of kindness. Ah, like that. Skies of kindness. Oh, like that. So then also not only that, who provides center, director, all the staffs, director, every staff, all the past staff, present staff, oh, the depend on so many people, you know, secretaries, of course, I mean, everything here, oh, depend on the past, present, so your education depend on everybody. You understand Dharma, your practice came from them. You understand Dharma, your practice. Through understanding, so came from the kindness. So besides the teacher. And yes, so then, you see, now incredible, unbelievable kindness that starts at the center who work. Yeah? Just get the life. So much kindness, unbelievable kindness. Okay, you receive from them. So you must appreciate. Must appreciate them. Like this, from the heart. Okay. So, okay, go on. Okay, now read. What is the gold called here? Otherwise, it becomes next year. Okay, go on.
The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure Guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once, is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again, please bless me to generate the mind and unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me to always be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the Praptamoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of free migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the Bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions or wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight.
having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the Fortunate Ones, Supreme Vajra Vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have been firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the Gurus who show the Noble Path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect Gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages and paths, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara.
Probably in the Jyotu, probably the, you know, Lama also pray the disciple this time and to generate all these realizations. So I think like that.
Sanje Chudan Chuki Chunam Na Chanchu Padu Dani Kyapsuji Dagi Chinian Gipe Sonam Ki
Dora
Pinche Sange Chubara Shu
Sanje
Chudan Suki Chunam Na Chanchu Padu Dani Kyapsuji Dagi Chinian Gipe Sonam Ki Dora Pinche Sange Chubara Shu
Sanje
Chodan Suki Chunam La Janchu Padu Dani Gyapsuchi Dagi Chunen Gipe Sunam Gi Drula Penche Sange Drubarashu.
They were loving intention that Chunti, him and Pomot Nelapa Tura to us and to much in the Tivet Mandu. The Tivet Mandagas and the Sanra to the Kajit and Rajuku Yenavi, Dujetang, Yumamba in the Gisapa, Chevy Metazi and Sapa Chi, Chizan Kisangas. Tivelander of the Nyambara Chavi Namo, Saikat on the Chinga, Tumata Meekin, or Drakunjitan, Chizan, but Tam Chicket. Dage Chutan Do. How to start? Maybe just is that some of those enlightened beings grip the this advises I explain read the beginning see. Unpip the Dalai Lama mentioned Tani Pendela so do we see Tanjo Tristan Lenti never did Maybe Rinjilin to Machimber, Quar Tonga Tela in the room. So Tani, from now on, so we say, in the past, or the wasted. Become negative, all become negative karma, whatever. Finish. Past. Past all doesn't mean only this life, but means from beginning to the path. Whatever you did, finish. Tani, from now on, so you're going to think different. Why? You know, from now on, Tani, Pendela, so Divishi. The basis of achieving the collections of goodness, happiness, panacea. Tanjo Trusin Lenji Nyabati one time found perfect in the boat. Bodh is the example. Tanjur, eight freedom, ten regions. So to make it short, perfect human body. Perfect. I mean, human body, human birth, isn't it? Yeah. So Tanjur, eight freedom, ten regions. Tanjur. Twisting the example. You see, use the boat to cross the river, lake, whatever. Ocean to cross, then you get the other side. You see? So I am. So enlightenment, liberation, enlightenment. So you use this to achieve enlightenment, to achieve nirvana, to achieve enlightenment. The human body, the perfect human body, what we have now. And this is one time. Tanjo to the Lenjik one time. Never this with this, the perfect embodied with like bird found one time. With the Lama Tsonga mentioned one in the foundation control is one time. I mentioned that also. I think the two prayers that also mentioned one time. Lama Tsonga was the experience of the hymns of the past enlightenment. So they also may have mentioned one time, I'm sure. Never in dealing with Machimber. So with this, without going to land of the with definitely without going to the land where you can definitely get jewel, which gram jewel, you know, that you get from ocean and then, you know, clean three ways and you put it through. I also in the one Geshe's Tibetan medicine book, it said that Buddha's relics at the end go in the ocean, they become the wish grand jewel. I saw that. So in the clean three ways, and then you put on the banner on the day of the 15th day, good day. Then whatever you pray, all the wishes, all the comfort, all the happiness, what you want in this life. So how many helicopters you want, how many boats, how many ships you want, how many house buildings, swimming pools, how many cars, the expensive car, I don't know what, they mean different ones, and those, how many more you want, you know, the airplanes and the 100, you know, those are the So anyway, what do you think? What do you think for your comfort? So everyone you will pray, everything can materialize. Like Sai Baba, again, gold chain and things like that. Oh, that materializes. He's come out that. And then the other people who receive gold chain like that, he's a good come out. So there's some Catholic. Oh, they are, I don't know whether she's here, Lord Meme. So they have a good connection with Sai Baba. So, so organize Tara Puja or Medicine Puta Puja or something, you know, monks invited from different Tantra College and different Kamchans. But he gives, not everybody, one monk, one elder monk gave a gold watch, gold necklace, whatever. Yeah, not everybody, so anyway. So materialize in that time, but whatever you pray, because you are married and that condition has power, then get materialized. That time that you pray. So they use that example. You see? So land wet, definitely you can get that. But you see, with this body, without going there, honey, you return back empty, core to the samsara. So you see, I think what it means is, see, by using this body, you see, you can definitely, you know, achieve happiness of all the future life. Not only that, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara forever. Liberation from samsara forever. Blissful state of peace forever. You see, forever, not just a few lives, a few months, a week, like vacation, not like that. Forever, you have to understand. You see, and then not that peace happens, enlightenment. Forever. So you see, so with this body, definitely can achieve, but after each other, didn't do that. Then you see, you come again to samsara, continue samsara, you see, where you can be free from samsara, but didn't use the body for that, you know, then return back to again, samsara. You see, from beginning of life, you have been samsara. All the current cause of samsara. All the suffering samsara. So return back empty, the human life is empty. Back to samsara again. So that is in the rule. Your heart is rotten. So not functioning, that means not functioning, rotten. If you do that, then your heart is rotten. Means you are unable to think. You know what I'm saying? So, Tanne Pendo, Lasso, Dishi, Tanjo, Trisan, Lenjing, Neva, D, Neva, Rinjin, Machimbal, Kwa Tongwa, Tala, Ninja, Rule, no? Ade, Then Lama Adish says, from Nanda, who invited Nanda to spend a few Buddha Lama in Tibet when there was degeneration. Those who practice Sutra, those can't practice Tantra, those who practice Tantra can't practice Sutra. So, like hot and cold, and such a much lot of misunderstanding about tantrum. So, no sooner that we say something, Lamadisha, after hearing all the problems, all the difficulties in Tibet, then roared the limit of path to enlargement. The integrated, you see, there was the Buddha taught that 2,000 teachings, all the divine and the less subtle teachings, and the great vehicle teachings, sutra, great vehicle teachings, tantras, integrated into a few pages, limit of path to enlargement, integrated, everything in the path to enlightenment. Everything is path to achieving enlightenment. One person, major path to achieve enlightenment. Not contradictory each other. Not that. So, all the misunderstandings, so all cancelled, eliminated. So I made Buddhism pure in Tibet. So then the path of Bengal was sent to Narendra Pandit to check. That time there's some mistakes. They tie with the tail of the dog and they take around the city. But they all got so much devotion and appreciation to Lama Mahatisha, isn't that? Okay? So Lama Mahatisha said, Tanju Putum Tobalu, Shindu Nyaka Nyaju Ne, Shindu Nyaka Nyaju Ting. She done, she didn't get away. Do la, baby, tie a cha. Tanja person told me, look, the body, which is the perfected, eight religions. Then, Shindu Nyaka Nyaju Jings, that's so difficult to find. Is found this time, is found. This time. So if you think the cause of perfect human birth, then you would not even examine the cause. How you got this? If you examine, then you will know how suitable it is. So by using your experience in this life, you see, the practice of the Christian cause. You see, pure morality. So to receive the human body, it depends on practice, it depends on cause. Pure, not just morality, pure morality. Then all the things you see, enjoyments, means of living, came from past life, charity. So, this body came from past life, morality, dharma, morality. All the enjoyments, means of living, came from past life, charity, dharma, charity. So, nothing came from money. Even the money came from dharma, past, the charity, wow, charity. People in the world, I have education, I went to university, because of that, then I can find a job. But that's the condition, that's the main cause. Main cause is the moral, he bought it morally. But what is the happy marketing? That was him. Then misbelieving, enjoyment, cause came from charity, dharma. There is dharma. Oh, the money came from dharma. So dharma is the most important than money. So, you see, there are many people who have a degree education but could not find a job. Why is it? They have incredible, they have so much intelligence, learn from university, this, degrees, but could not find a job. It takes a long time to find a job. So, in the education is not enough. Now, what is that? What caused that? So, you see, you need a cause. Good karma, dharma, the cause. It's most people in the world don't know that. They don't dharma. They don't know dharma. So they think only the outside. This thing. So, you know, external thing. They think, So, it is the camp of dharma. Yeah, all the good things came from dharma. Yeah, all the happiness came from dharma. All the sufferings came from nanvaju. Past nanvaju was done before the suffering. You see? You have to, that's the main evolution. Then it's, so dharma is most important. How important to practice dharma? More important, dharma, most important than money. So dharma practice, then money comes. Lama Tsongkhapa, I've forgotten, I don't remember very clearly. You see, you can say nothing, you know? Lama Tsongkhapa has, that's what monk needs, it's just that, but it's nothing. So, but you see, Lama Tsongkhapa, there are four things. One is Monglong. The 15 days, the Buddha's special day. If you collect any merit, it becomes 100 million times increases. If you offer one light, it becomes 100 million light offering. If you do one procession, it becomes 100 million procession. So anything what you do to maintain your emptiness, mental bodhisattva, so it becomes 100 million. So everything, whatever. So during that time, the Lama Tsongkhapa organized the monument. They said, in the early morning, the Gadan Chiba explained the religion of Lama Tsongkhapa, the Gadan Chiba explained the Buddha's Jataka tale, how Buddha, practiced six parameters. sacrifice his life to a sentient being. Yeah? And all that, and then all that the story, and then, you know, from that, achieving life, complete merit, wisdom, virtue, complete. And then achieving enlightenment for us sentient beings. So Buddha, you know, made so much hardships to actually a path for us, to achieve enlightenment for us, to liberate us from samsara, and to bring us to enlightenment, and to cause all the happiness to us. So, to cause all the happiness to us. By creating good karma, so you have to know that. So, you see. So in the morning, then the cultivate and puja's, I mean the, you know, in the early morning the puja's, the different practice, meditations. You know, for purification and to actualize the realization that, you know, the essence of the path and to a stage of time. To pray yourself and then number the sentient beings, also particularly the sentient beings who ask for prayer, sick people, dead people, praying for them. Then Prajnavati get debate, you know, what the monks, those are geshe, good by geshe, and then so they answer. There's a certain number of monks from each college, you know, six colleges, then they say the geshes who have become geshe, then they have to answer to monks debate, you know, and they answer them. As a person, then the puja, Prajna Paramita, Abhisamangala Karga, Tibet, then lunch, then the 3 hours, Molam, real, the so much extensive prayers, offerings, and so forth. The Lama Tsongkhapa. Then maybe Madam Miguel, Tibet, then puja, then I think that. Vinaya Abhidhamma Kosha, then puja was made of them. Then monks collect so much merit and there. So you see, like offering to Buddha, you know, what they have studied. And the Bhagavad Gita will answer. Mass offering, I think, that. And then lay people, monks, lay people, make offering from far, make offering. So then, but Mary the collect. But then the Malam is one. Then rebuilding material, because I'm material statue in the. Zengbu, the place, I don't remember, I don't think I've been there, in the Lhasa, so that is one, then there are two others, I don't know. So all those, you see, then I think making some building monastery or holy of the, so the, you see, Lama Tsongkhapa or the Namdze Se, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa made drama offering to the protector of the well, Lama Namdze Se. So things like that, and so all the protectors, they all helped Lama Tsongkhapa. So everything come together. In all the needs to build the monastery, everything. I think they got the monastery. So everything come together from all the direction, all the needs just come together. Without any effort. just come together. Oh, like that. You see, so easily. So the protector's there. Oh, just serve officers. So like that. So go. So they even come from Dharma. So like that. So you see, if you collect a lot of merit, yeah, like Lama Tsongkhapa. Oh, if you have realizations and so like that. Chijang Shindu Nyekaves, you know, so difficult to find this paper timber. It's fun, this shine. Shindu Nyeka Nyeju, Jing. Chijang Shindu Nyekaves, this again, so difficult to find this feature, this perfect image, but everything deep in the heart, not just the brain, not just, you know, superficial, no, not just the word, intellectual. Oh, extremely, teachings in the future, extremely difficult to find again. Dula baby, therefore, put effort in the practice. Put effort. Put effort in practice and make life your life meaningful. Put effort, dula, practice dharma. Make your life meaningful. Then that makes your life so meaningful. That's what Lama said, right? You see? So, you have been studying here. You know, it's where planned. Because Junyi is here. So, studying for years, studying hard. Now you understand why. Deep understanding. Why? So it made your life so meaningful. You understand? Unbelievable meaningful. Wow. So much imprint, Papa. Even didn't realize that, but so much imprint close. You know, much closer, much closer to every realization. The path, then the much closer to each enlightenment. So, fulfilling Guru's wishes, advice. You understand? Every day, every hour, minute, second, you see, even closer to enlightenment. Now you have to understand. So it is said, Dombokavito. Sutra of the decorating Dongbo trunk, decoration of trunk, I don't know exactly, Dongbo Kavito. But another teaching, there's another text mentioned, but anyway, however, Krishna Rimri Chevani Chanju Thava Gyuros, offering service to the Guru. Causes to each enlightenment. They mentioned that. Dhammaka Vitole, Gaveshinyana Changju, Hasa Gaveshinyana Rindu Chaibani, Changju Thala Gyuro. So that's every day. Every day, every hour, this and that. You see, as you do that. So that's the benefits you get. Oh, it's 10 minutes of 9:30. Yes, I finished it. That Pip the Dalai Lama said, "Give one to." 루진남
Tome tongbeng on the missese. Tan in to the yemi, such nature do. To the yamsilala number go. So, Jawangantin, Lujit Namin Ki. So, in the past lives. So that means from beginning to the birth. Not just one past life. In the past lives means from beginning to the birth. Lujit Namin Ki means. By being distracted and by being the distraction of cheating was oneself cheating. You see, by being the distraction of cheating, you finish your life in the meaningless, you finish your life in the meaningless empty. You finish the lives, you finish the human life in the meaningless empty. Being meaningless empty. Tome tongbeng on the missus. Well, you see, just working for this life, to get the happiness today, to get the happiness all in this life, today's happiness. Oh, you spend the whole time day and night only for that, you see? Meaningless work and how do they? You see? And then not only meaningless, but it's done with attachment to this life. So, that is negative mind. Negative mind, that negative mind, so the action is negative and effect is negative. They suffer. So the empty life, then at all young time, grow young time, then middle life, then grow up, then then I go, as we go, and the month goes, year goes, and all on, the meaningless, just from this life. Nothing else, life under the ignorance and attachment, working Kathore to conquer the enemy, the relatives, the Kathore to keep the relationship with the enemies control, the whole life just went on that, Kathore, not example, I mean, then you see, one day, suddenly, one day, death happened. Finish. One day, death happened. Finish. So, whole life total became empty. Not only empty, but all actions become negative karma, negative. All the actions become day and night, all the actions borders become negative. Totally empty, not just empty, but that. Tanya, do you see me? Therefore, Tanya, do you see me? Nature do? Now, what do you do? Now, what should I do? Do you see me? Nature do? In the. To be in the place, to be in the best place. Which is isolated from this, from the desire activity. Distraction.
Best place to be in the best place, which is isolated and bar. Isolated from the, I translate the mountain, desire destruction. Disease. Number two. So in that place, such a best, such a place, then I practice, I'm going to practice this way without description of the, the attachment or those superstition. Then happy. So number two, then this way, enjoy the life. So you see, of course it might sound like a mountain, Himalaya mountain, or kind of a cave or something, that's one way to think, you see, monastery, Nandri or some, away from the city. Usually in Tibet, you see, away from the city, from the distraction, away. So to practice, to not be an obstacle for your practice of morality, meditation, and, Hantong, the practice, the heart and the wisdom. So you see, you develop, you see. Then, of course, you see. But here, of course, everybody cannot do karma or can't do or don't do karma that. So, you see, what you do is then you're your own place. At where you are, you're on the city where you are. So for us to, of course, it doesn't mean everybody, but for majority of us, our mind make a place like that, where we are. So the way to do it, I'm saying, we make where we are, we make it like that. Instead of going away, running away, going away, Himalaya mountains, or where the snow, where the iti is the living iti snowball man, iti. Instead of running away, there's something, mountain, cave, you don't see people and even animals. So, where you are, I mean, of course, even generally, even normally, place full of, if you can't utilize in Dharma practice the positive enlightenment, then of course you move to a better place, whether it's more peace, I'm saying, you make it where you are, you make it like that. So, certain place where, isolated, desire, disturbance, disease. So you make, you try to make as much as possible. You try to make it like that, where you are, see? So then that's where we practice Dharma. So, now time is finished. So one question? Is this question? No question then. If there's no question, then goodbye. Go to sleep. Yeah. So then I explain tomorrow some basic things. I think which I already talked last time. But I think if they are very beginner, haven't watched Dharma or haven't heard much Dharma, so create something, some basis. So tomorrow I talk mainly concerning the beginner, very beginner who haven't heard Dharma, but very little, no much understanding. So to help to create basis. So yeah. So this way then it can be more beneficial. Again, that teaching can be more beneficial. So that if it become beneficial for them, then even also the others who learn much Dharma, but also can be to see more clear. Okay. No question? Okay. Huh? All right. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, what?
Good night, everyone. Rinpoche. I have a question. Because I am a beginner, and then I heard that tomorrow we have initiation, can I join the initiation tomorrow? Oh, Sunday, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the question. Thank you.
Do you receive other initiation before?
No, I haven't done any initiation before, yeah.
You can receive initiation in the car while you're coming to APC. It's okay. That's a public guest. That's okay. It's a very powerful one. It's a very powerful. Chakpo Thakusunde, Bhajapani, Antina, there's a horse head on the top. Then there's a Hayagira, on top the Garuda. So Garuda, this is all signifies deity. Protection from the upper spirit possession as de sa, the cause of the paralysis or so forth, you see, what you call paralysis, and the certain people to get sick on Sundays or something, the bubbles come from out, and I don't know what you call it. Epilepsy, yeah. So that's sa. I think it's day in English. So protect from that. Matin the Bhajapani did itself against that. Then Hayagirva, that's against Naga. Protection from Naga's harm. And the spirit called King, then that different spirit. So Hayagirva is protect from those harms. Then No, I think, yeah, I mean, the high goal, that's true, but yeah, the spiritual category, king and the den and those things. And then Garuda, protector, the practitioner, the word is initiation of protection. Then from Nagas, harmed beings, spirit possessions, who are into the earth, above the earth, and in the sky. So the protector from the different kinds of spirit beings who harm, cause the different disease, or different their problems, you see, like that. That's very powerful. Of course, not just for that. The main aim is to achieve enlightenment, to bring us to enlightenment. That's the main. And to be free from samsara. That was the main. Then while we're in samsara, and then protect from those harms, those beings' harms. All that. And my experience, many years ago, one lady from Canada, and I think her name is Enkum, and she had cancer. She was not involved in Buddhism practicing, but she's around the center. She says she had interest, but not actually live and doing practice, but not around the centers. And she took interest, and she had cancer. So I didn't meet her, but I was told. So I suggested to practice. So did Kasore. Yeah, I guess my Mickey Mouse observation. So then came that to practice Bhajabani Haikyo Garuda. So then she recited the mantra. I don't think she recited initiation. She recited the mantra. And then take the Edman precepts, then liberate so many inner animal, many chickens, and she had patients looking after that. I don't know how many chickens, but she did different times. So her cancer got better. I was covered. So that's my first experience. But there was a Bhajabani Haikyo Garuda mantra. She got better. Then later on, then again, she was a fashion. She was making business fashion idea of fashion dress. So I think within 1 hour about talking, then she makes $1,000 or something like that. So then her life again got a bit degenerated. Then I can start to, again, health, some virus or something start to happen. Then again, she put life into practice, and then I can got better. So now I don't know if she's dead or so many years ago, I think that there's people that I remember that I, you know, don't remember. Different mantra, different Tibetan medicine, but puja's practice got better. Cancer. And one student, wife of the director of the New Zealand, he does much astrology. So much astrology, and his wife got has a born leukemia. So I told her to do Namjalma mantra. So she did a lot of Namjalma mantra in Canada, and her disease, her leukemia, completely got better. Completely good, but she's not dead yet. A long time ago, long time ago. Oh, not that. But you see, there, you know, some disease, no cure. The Kasuri, the one mother, the husband, wife lived in Japan many years. Then she took care upon the young monks in the morning to wash their mouths and they get up and wash their mouths, to keep the mother 1 year. So we call mother Amala. So she had some disease, no cure in the West. So I sent some Tibetan, the Chunga, small people. So she took some and recovered within 20 days or something. She didn't take much time. So like that. So some mantra. So that, like that, you see. The control, the power of the mantras or the meditation or that. Okay, all right, yeah. Ah, didn't you know? Oh, yeah. Did all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by numberless sentient beings, numberless Buddhas. May the Bodhicitta, with the source of all the happiness, success for yourself, for all the sentient beings, may it be generated with your mind, in the mind of all the sentient beings. And especially in this world, especially in Singapore, in everyone's heart, and especially all the people who came in the past to the ABC, now will become in the future, and all the past, present, and future stops. Bodhicitta to be generated. All the Bodhicitta to be generated in the hearts of all the helplings, numberless helplings, and may they achieve enlightenment quickly. And Bodhicitta to be generated in the heart of all the hungry ghosts. May they achieve enlightenment quickly in the way. May the Bodhicitta be generated in the heart of all the animals. And achieve enlightenment as quickly as possible. And may the Bodhicitta be generated in the heart of all the human beings, suras, asuras. Achieve enlightenment as quickly as possible. Yeah, thank you very much. And, yeah. In all of our heart, including our parents, dead, living, bodhicitta to be generated in all their heart, your families, dead, living in everyone's heart. So we must pray, for whether they're living or dead, we must pray every responsibility. So all of that. Then the culture. Okay. To realize, dependent arising, subtle dependent arising. Oh, you don't know about Me jo nam dara tam me chinda de la chen ja se ja be nyu do che da to che ge ri ni nan du di la san ja ve ta nan ja wa la sho pan de la me nam ba ta wa la ge ji ta ya lo da me je se chin de la ba to me go ji la me che la sam la ju ba So it do not exist at all from its own side. To that man I who exists in Maryam. So do not exist from its own side at all. See the full enlightenment, Buddhahood, which exists in the mere name. And lead all the sentient beings who exist in the man to the heart of the wood. Which exists in the man name. Bama, soul alone, who exists in the man name. The Although this dedication is a short dedication of the King of the Prayer, and it is said in the by my guru Jabje Trishir Mbuchi, the Nyingma, they had the Eastern Dalai Lama took initiations from him. So he, his guru, Rumbu Sangje, said that if you don't know how to dedicate merits, then you recite this. So you recite this. When you recite this, you have to think this way, not just the words, like triple chord playing, not like that. You think that way. So then the dedication became correct. Want to recite one mantra for everybody. I reached the room of that from Jepsi Tongla Rinpoche. It's a mantra from Liberation Sutra. In the future, I don't think I've read, so I read Kapon, Monks Nuns, I think, Great Liberation, the Sutra of Great Liberation. So in the future, you should get room of that. It's a most unbelievable benefit. Yes. So the mantra of that, if you hear, is that way. If you hear, never get rid of all realms. And always your life goes to enlightenment. So, wow. Nam Buddhaya, Nam Dhammaya, Nam Sanghaya, Adandiya, Dalaniya, Daya, Dagasana, Babene samata mani one be samana abe samana khala be mala samara tamanda kana bolune ta tamale tale hulule sibete amanda manda soa namudaya namadamaya namasangaya adende darani da da gasne babene samata mani one be samana abe samana abe samana sadana oh not a sadana oh Okay. Nama Buddhaya, Nama Dhammaya, Nama Sangaya, Adyante Dharani Dayala, Akashane Bhavini, Savatamani, Vani Ishamana, Vivasana Vyamala, Sumari, Tamani, Kana Bharuni, Tanaya, Taya, Tamani, Tari, Hulu, Lishibete, Mendra, Mendra, Soha. With the devotion, you listen the mantra or you recite one day, only one time, then you always life goes to enlightenment, people Lord him, go to enlightenment. It's the instruction of the unbetraying, betrayed one's truth. So, yeah. Yes, I think you receive the loom of that. Then Holy has the mantra if you want, anybody wants. So even recite one time in day, that great benefit like that. Yes, yeah, so in the future, that loom, sutra loom, so important, so easy, so unbelievable benefits. So, okay, thank you.
Old
성원 고백 예문 도주 많았어도 제 언도샵 대주
Okay, thank you.